Oh, my goodness. Is it that time again? I guess it is. It's time for us to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Come on, everybody, let's go. Yes, it is time to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Time for us to learn about all kinds of things and have some fun, too. And now let's go over to Grandpappy Sparks' hobby shop and see what's going on. My goodness, Grandpappy. Aren't you finished planting those seeds in those little pots yet? Is it that hard to do?
Planting seeds sure takes a lot of time, Ray. And you can't be too careful when it comes to working with seeds and soil. Sam Sticks, now who could that be? I've got dirt all over my hands. Hold on a minute. I've got to wipe off my hands.
I'm sorry, Grandpappy. When it comes to answering the telephone, I can't help.
I know, Ray. Now, let me see. Where's that towel? Hold your horses. I'm moving as fast as I can.
Your big towel is hanging right there on the side of the sink.
By grannies, I don't see it, Ray. And it was right here in front of me, too. I'm a-coming. I'm not on roller skates, you know.
Maybe you should have some roller skates. You could move around twice as fast.
Keep a-ringing. I'm on my way. Hello, Grandpappy Sparks Hobby Shop. Grandpappy Sparks speaking. Who? No, I'm sorry. I'm afraid you have the wrong number. Dad rat it, Ray. That was a wrong number, and after all I had to do to answer it.
I know just what you mean.
Well, I can't stop now. I've got a few more seeds to put into my little pots. I want to get this done.
Oh, don't look now, but here comes Cedric the mailman.
Well, hi, Cedric.
Howdy, Grandpappy. Morning, Ray. Got a package for you, Grandpappy.
A package? For me?
Well, let's just see. Says Grandpappy Sparks Hobby Shop. Is that you?
Well, of course it's me. Give me that package. Well, look at this. It's finally here. Look, Ray, it's my seed catalog.
Seed catalog? It couldn't come at a better time.
Looks like a good one. You gonna have a garden again this year, Grandpappy?
Sure am, Cedric.
Well, I'm not much good at gardening. I can't get anything to grow.
Why, Cedric, I'm surprised at you. Garden isn't that hard.
Well, that may be, but I've never had any luck.
Land sakes! Look who's here! Why, it's Miss Becky from over at the music store. Hi, Miss Becky.
Hi, Grandpappy. Hi, Ray.
Here, let me help you with that record player, Miss Becky.
Thanks, Grandpappy. It was getting a little heavy.
Well, I'd better be getting on my way. I got a lot of mail to deliver today. Good luck on your garden, Grandpappy.
What's this about a garden, Grandpappy?
Oh, Cedric was talking about my new seed catalog. He's always jealous about my gardening. Mine's always better than his.
Are you having a garden this year, Miss Becky?
I certainly am, Ray. I'm like Grandpappy. I start many of my plants from seeds.
That's a good idea. I know a story about seeds. Would you like to hear it?
I sure would, Ray.
And so would I.
Very well. Let's listen.
There are many kinds of plants in the world. There are trees and bushes. There are vines and grasses. And there are garden plants. Each kind of plant has seeds. The seeds will grow into plants. Each plant will be like the one from which the seed came. A seed is a wonderful thing. A seed holds the beginning of plant life. Nature takes care of the seeds. All seeds have covers. Nature gives them more than one cover. The covers keep the kernel of the seed from being hurt. The kernel of a seed holds the bit of life that grows into a plant. It holds food for the beginning of the new life. The outside covers of seeds are not all alike. The covers have many names. For example, skin. The cover of a cherry is called a skin. Husk. The cover of an ear of corn is called a husk. Pod. The covering of peas or beans is a pod. The covering of a lemon is a rind. The covering of a banana is a peel. Nuts have shells. Wheat has a hull. Some seeds are very large. Avocados have very large seeds. Some seeds are very small. Some seeds are as small as a grain of sand. Poppy seeds are this small. But large or small, all seeds hold the life of a new plant. A seed falls from a plant to the ground, or we plant a seed in the ground. And if the conditions are right, this is the start of new plant life. The sun warms the seed. With warm sunshine and gentle rain, the seed sends a tiny root down into the warm earth. It sends a little stem above the damp ground. Soon there are small leaves on the stem. We call the little plant a sprout. The little sprout sends more roots down into the ground. The roots grow long. They get food and water from the earth. As the little plant grows, it sends more stems into the air. The stems grow longer and longer. More leaves grow on the stems. The sun shines on the plant and helps it grow. The plant is well and strong.
By grannies, that sure was an interesting story, Ray. I never realized that there was so much to know about growing plants from little seeds.
The story of seeds is interesting.
How can a big bush or a tree be in a tiny seed? Those seeds sure are smart.
Well, why don't you write some of the things down in your notebook, Grandpappy?
By doggies, that's a good idea, Ray. Whenever I learn something new, I always like to write it down in my notebook. I think it's over here on my workbench. I know just where it is. Ha! I was right. It was just where I left it.
What are you going to write about today, Grandpappy?
Today I'm a-learning about seeds. So I'll write it right on the top of this page. Now, let me put on my eyeglasses. There. I'm ready to write. Now, seeds.
With the proper conditions, seeds will grow into new plants.
Oh, that's good, Ray. With proper conditions, seeds will grow into new plants.
Oh, I get it. You want to write down those things you want to remember.
You've got it.
Why not add, there are many kinds of seeds.
Okay. Many kinds of seeds.
The story lady told us that each kind of plant has a seed.
That's a good one, Miss Becky. Let me put that in my notebook. Each kind of plant has a seed.
Well, I remember the story lady said that each plant will be like the one from which the seed came.
I heard that too, Ray. The seed grows a plant, and then the plant grows a seed. It goes on and on.
That'll be a knock-kneed table.
Why not write, all seeds have covers? Remember the skin, husks, pods, and peels?
I sure do, Ray. I also remember the shells and hulls that seeds have. And let me put that down. Seeds have covers. I just thought of something. The covering of a peach must be fur.
Well, it does look like fur, but that peach fuzz is really on its skin.
Oh, no. There's my telephone again. I can't keep my customers waiting. I'm a-coming. I'm a-moving as fast as I can. I'm not wearing jogging shoes, you know. Hello, Grandpappy Sparks Hobby Shop. Grandpappy Sparks speaking. Well, I told you before. You must have the wrong number.
Well, I've got to be getting along, Grandpappy. I told my helpers at the music store that I wouldn't be away long.
Don't worry about your record player, Miss Becky. I'll have it fixed in a day or two.
Thanks. I'll check back. So long, Ray.
Goodbye, Miss Becky.
Thanks for helping me learn about seeds. Ha ha, there goes a good soul. Miss Becky sure knows lots about music.
That's right. And she knows lots about seeds, too.
Now I'd better get back to planting my seeds in the little pots. I'm a long way from being finished.
What kind of seeds are you planting, Grandpappy?
Mostly things for my garden. I want to plant seeds inside my hobby shop here. When the little plants grow, then I'll take them outside and put them in my garden. Some plants must be started growing a little early.
I know. What does your catalog say about seeds? You and Cedric said it looked good.
It should be good, Ray. That catalog cost me all of $2, and I don't spend money on just anything. Well, I'll be. That telephone is really showing itself today.
Your number must be very popular today.
I'm a-coming. I'm getting there as fast as I can. I'm not on a skateboard, you know.
A skateboard might be a good idea, Grandpappy.
Hello, Grandpappy Sparks Hobby Shop. Grandpappy Sparks speaking. But I told you before, you must have the wrong number. And I'd be a cross-eyed potato. That was the third time that woman has called.
Oh? What did the woman want?
That's just it. She keeps saying, is Mr. Green there?
Mr. Green? She must have the wrong number.
Oh, what in tarnation? I'm going to put an end to this. Hello, Grandpappy Sparks Hobby Shop. Who? I can't believe it.
Who is it, Grandpappy?
It's Mr. Green. He wants to know if someone's been calling for him.
You have just heard Grandpappy Sparks and his Magic Radio. This program was written and produced by Jerry Limbert for the Science and Health Education Department of the South Bend Community School Corporation. Your announcer, Bob McDermott.